Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and Greg and I are resuming these podcasts with you, looking forward to times together again, the rich engagement that we have. In the quiet moments of our day and in those sights and sounds that feed us, that nourish us, you might be able to hear some of the late afternoon and late summer sounds right around my hermitage as I decide to step outside for this little time together. In fact, one of the birds who's often come here for food just traveled this way, did a left-hand turn back to a tree. But we have food for us and food for all creation as we turn to scriptures and the beauty of the world around us. Now, you may travel, or maybe where you normally is would not be spectacularly beautiful sign of nature and its glowing creation of trees and valleys and a pond as I'm able to enjoy this afternoon. And I'm there too. Sometimes I stay in motels and I open up the window in the morning and I'm looking out at trucks and the parking area and refuse. And one would say, may I be open to this as well? What I'm speaking about is the nourishment of the Word of God and the world itself as two places where Lectio might begin in our heart today. And I'd like to, over time, take time with movements, the classical movements of prayer, gathered by some and one friend of ours, Robert Hale, a Kamal Dalese monk, Lectio Divina, and containing in it, as he reflects upon it, meditatio, meditation, oratio, the prayer that arises from deep meditation and contemplation, that deep sense of center, of presence, of spirit, of life. He notes, too, in a short article, a very beautiful one from their Kamal Dalese Monastery at Big Sur, New Kamal Dalese, that this almost to action, oxio, and we become more aware of that. And then out separate, contemplation or action, prayer or action, lexio or action, all of our life is fed by every other part, aspect, moment, so that we would be sisters and brothers at the table and feed one another. Break the bread of life, of creation, whatever our setting looks like, is when we're in it, and the Word of God. Scriptures are an especially nourishing place for us, and the ancients helped us hear and know that, to chew them over, to mull over the scriptures. And we hear in wisdom, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. So that great sense of tasting and seeing is part of Lectio Divina, this prayerful reading, this taking the lectionary, the word, the lifting of a Bible, a short passage. You might start anywhere in the Bible you wish. You may already be well into reading the scriptures. We read them with our whole being this way, Lectio. You may even study the passage, look at footnotes, find a commentary that you feel is worthy of some time, and then turn again, especially, to the Word of God. Possibly opening with a simple prayer, a sign of the cross, a prayer to the Spirit, a quiet, a time of meditation, of silent sitting, centering. You might return to a passage you've been reading or begin sequentially after that. It may only be a few lines. It may be a couple paragraphs. It could be a chapter, whatever it is that seems to feed you. But when you feel fed enough, you stop. Oh, and then you know that you're full. It's like pushing back from the table so you can smile and relish what it is you've taken in, what's been given to you. Lexio is a wonderful practice, Lexio is. And again, we fed, and our St. Bonaventure helps us know we're fed as Franciscan women and men, if that seems to be your spirituality and call, by everything we see and taste and walk among and are with. So along with the sacred scriptures that we speak of, Bonaventure invites us to look at the fullness of creation around us. One of the great Franciscan theologians helps us know that, and maybe I've mentioned this here before, that to take in, to be with beside the vestiges of God, the trees, the grass, the pond here, the late summer crickets, the bird that was by a while ago, those who travel in a plane that probably isn't far off from here. All of this is the created order around us and the order coming to newness of life and recreation that is part of our Lexio that we read, that we taste and see and let into ourselves so that we might enter it again in action. Oxio. Now, movements of prayer that are named, that I named, and I'll do them quickly again because I'm going to take time with them over time. Meditatio, ratio, contemplatio. This meditation, this sense of deep prayer, this movement into contemplation, or the contemplation that moves into us. The felt sense of being centered, that is the center centering, the other, othering right into us, the other mothering and fathering us. We would call a God presence here now. These don't happen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or may not. Maybe you started right off in the fullness of a sense of God's abiding with you and in you for the world. Here today we awaken to it that way together. And I do with you. It's just so wonderful to take this time now to pause. And I've been reflecting on Luke's gospel and struck by a few passages. One that touched me years ago that flows into another passage is in chapter 14, beginning with verse 15 and going through 26 and 7, 27 beyond. And it begins with the parable of the great feast, where the one who has set this before us, the one who owns the great home and has the food ready, says just that, come. Everything is ready now. And that seems to me to companion the later statement of Jesus to us, where he challenges us with something that feels like it's absolutely impossible. To live without mother or father, sister, wife or children, brothers or... He says, without hating, Father, if one does, one comes to me without hating, wow. Of course, it isn't what that word means to us in our culture, but a felt sense of somehow stepping back or stepping out of or stepping differently with. He says, then we cannot be his disciple. And what he's done is here in this passage too, has urged us to take up our cross daily. Whoever does this. And he says, whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So it's a very sobering passage. But just before that, he was saying, hey, folks, come on. Everything's ready. It's all here. It's all here. What stirs me right now and has me sensed, again with you, as we did a while ago, reflecting on gratitude, the God who is with us and the a world that's painful and a bearing of a cross that isn't our sin, but the capacity and invitation to go deeper in love and compassion and mercy for others. Who can do this, Oxio? Except one fed by the word of God and God's pride, abiding presence now. God has placed the meal before us and within us and among us. It is already now, here before us, in your heart at this very moment. And Lectio Divina is a simple practice, helps to feed us so that we might feed others, that we might come and believe and experience, that we might recognize Jesus, the Lord, in the breaking of the bread. We might taste and see the goodness of the Lord. We might pause and experience now the abiding one. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and nourished in the scriptures, know in a new way. Learn and sense my presence. Be still and know. Be still. See the fullness of the table. It's already now. Be still. Be. Peace, my sisters and brothers, from Dan and Greg as we resume these times with one another. Reach us anytime if you wish to make suggestions or want to give us a sense of direction and blessings.
Say your prayers like the children of God.